Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Thank you, Little River Band, for helping us celebrate Christian Arnold's 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Welcome back, folks. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating that anniversary with our good friend Christian Arnold. Christian, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, it's been an honor to have you as a member of our Brain Trust all these years, and it's been great to know you, and we appreciate the work you've given us.
Ah, shucks. Well, we appreciate all the work that you do for small businesses throughout the country. I mean, you have really carried the torch for how many years, Jim?
14 and a half in the 15th year.
Holy.
Yeah, that's right. Long time. Hey, Boring to Bravo, that's your new book, and you've got a big event coming up on the 15th, a webinar that you're conducting with Pamela Jett on team building. And if they can't make it for the event itself, the live event, they can still get it on a replay, right?
But you have to register.
You have to register. You have to go. Is there a cost for the event?
Nope.
Ooh,
nope.
I like that. We like free. So, folks, check it out. Extraordinaryteam.com. Extraordinaryteam.com. Or is it the extraordinary team? What is it?
Both of them go to the
Okay, all right. Extraordinaryteam.com, folks. And go there and find out more about this great webinar, this team building webinar. We're talking about, in the previous segment, we talked about words that might be hurting us, and we need to turn them into positive words, positive phrases. What are some things we're doing with our teams where we might be sabotaging ourselves as leaders?
Well, we talked about a word that we could lose before the break, which was don't. Don't right. Use the word don't. Ha, ha, ha. So how's that sound?
What you
could do is focus on the positive. And one of the reasons why you say don't, and we were just getting into this right at the break, is that subliminally your brain doesn't know the difference between a do and a don't. So when you tell somebody, don't do that, don't treat your customers rudely, what they're really hearing is, you know, the wah, 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 is treat your customers rudely.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain really doesn't know any difference. So ditch the don't.
Well, I definitely think whether it converts it or not, I definitely think that it's the kind of thing that causes people to put shields up. And when shields go up, productivity, product performance, trust, and excellence does not happen.
Right. So let's pick some words that you can choose.
Okay.
You need to lose the don't. Words that you can choose is to say please and thank you.
Wow, who ever heard of that?
Hear that?
Where'd that come from?
Your mama, the etiquette book.
Yeah.
I'm
not hearing thank you a lot these days for some reason. What's wrong with why have we lost the ability to say thank you in our culture?
You know, I just for some reason I don't think people think about it, and there's two reasons. Number one, why should we say please or thank you when it's somebody's job to be nice to customers?
Right.
So,
I tell my audience, if a customer's buying something from you and they say thank you before you do, you failed.
Now that's a good point. That's a good point. And in your team, a simple say please, thank you, appreciate people.
How about good job? Good job. Good job's easy to say. Good job.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. But there's a key to that, which I'm going to have as a cliffhanger because it's the special bonus.
You're not going to tell us the key right now?
That when you want to praise performance, there's a special tip that when you do that, and you'll hear it if you come to the webinar.
So you're going to withhold the special sauce. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's the bonus tip, actually.
Okay, all right. So folks, you got to check that out and call me back and let me know in case I missed the event. All right, so So how do we increase our credibility with our team?
Well, one of the things that you can do is, especially when you've made a mistake, is to admit that you've made a mistake.
Ooh.
Now don't say I'm sorry, because that does not give you any credibility.
Mm-hmm.
But you can say, I apologize, I made a mistake.
My bad, that's
wrong.
On me.
And your credibility actually, ironically, goes up tenfold, because mm-hmm. you're standing up, you've got the, you know, you're acknowledging that you are not perfect, because you are not. You are going to make mistakes, and your team knows it. So fess up. Don't say I'm sorry, because that just, like, it minimizes it, trivializes mm-hmm. it. Because mm-hmm. people say I'm sorry for no reason.
Let me tell you something that a lot of leaders will get themselves into. They will catch their employees or their teammates doing something that they didn't like, and they'll fuss at them, or they'll say, you know, you messed this up, or whatever, however it turns out, good or bad. And then they find out later that the person actually, you know, the boss, the leader, the owner is going, you know, so fast that they forget that 2 days ago they told him to do that.
Yeah.
And so the employee says, you know, well, you told me to do this 2 days. Oh, no, I didn't. And then a day later you think, wait a minute, maybe, yes, I did. You got to go back and you got to fix that, right?
Yeah. Accept responsibility for that.
You
got to
do
it. I was wrong.
Yeah. That will get you a lot of credibility, folks. March 15th, extraordinaryteam.com. Go to the webinar, folks. Kristen, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim.
And happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, baby.
See you later. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.